This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are back here on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch and Ellis is coming up from 9 to 11.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today, Mason is going to be live at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook recording in studio. So that's going to be a ton of fun today. So make sure to check that out. Mason is in Milwaukee and just having a huge party in the town. So it's going to be a ton of fun today with Mason being at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. So stick around for the show from 9 to 11 today. Right now, however, we are joined by the one and only Ross Uglum, Packer Report, Pack-A-Day Podcast. You can find him on social media at Ross Uglum. Ross, my friend, it's great to be back chatting with you. How are you doing this beautiful Friday?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you?
I am fantastic. I know this is one of your favorite times of year. It's NFL Combine season. I know you've got the abacus and the calculator and everything else out, calculating times and putting some numbers together to see who could ultimately become Green Bay Packers. And I am excited to chat about it with you today. How was your Thursday treating you after getting some numbers from these defensive linemen?
It's good, you know, and it's obviously a need, you know. TJ Slayton out the door, the rest of the pass rush not necessarily where it needs to be. Are you trying to get out of that Kenny Clark contract after this season? I mean, there's a lot of questions, a lot of potential changes, and I think too, you know, you talk about the NFL Combine, it's also an opportunity to, I don't know about get straight answers from Goody, but get answers from Goody. And I think him saying we have to get home with four is accurate. And I think you do have, you know, one of the best blitzers in the world in Edger and Cooper, but it'd be great if they could kind of pick their spots with him instead of having to bring him all the time because the front four aren't getting there.
And that, to go back to those quotes from Goody, quote, we need to affect the quarterback with four. It needs to be more consistent. We need to be able to control the game. And that's got to get better if we're going to accomplish our goals. But certainly seem that he is well aware that there needs to be some changes. Obviously, they're bringing in a new defensive line coach, but maybe bringing in some fresh meat, if you will, along that defensive line could be something that they look at as well. So as you looked at some of the day one scores, what were some of the scores of the players that stood out to you that maybe could be some of those tier one Green Bay Packers that they're keeping an eye on? Because we know they love their height, weight, speed profiles when it comes specifically to pass rushers, but really at any position.
Well, I think the headliner, obviously, is Shamar Stewart. I think as it crawled across, you know, I think the only feed still for the Combine. I know the draft is on multiple feeds, but I think the only feed for the Combine is still NFL Network. And as the mock draft that they choose to kind of run along the crawl there on the bottom, believe that Shamar Stewart was Green Bay's pick. I think it was Daniel Jeremiah's mock, I think, that they... It's either Daniel Jeremiah or Bucky Brooks that they kind of run along the bottom of the screen as you're watching the Combine. And I think there's a decent chance Shamar Stewart worked his way out of that being a possibility.
Yeah, I think so, too. Just the way that he tested, man, if he's available at 23 at this point, first of all, it's probably a no-brainer for Goody. And again, we never want to get to this point, especially this early in the process, where we're just like, yep, he's for sure gone. Like, crazy things happen, of course. But if he didn't work his way into like the top 15, I'll be pretty surprised after that workout yesterday.
Well, and I totally get the whole thing. I mean, that's right. That's why it was almost a joke. He has 4.5 sacks or 6.5 sacks in his entire college career. Now, his pressures, his hits, his tackle for losses, his disruption, if you actually watch him play football, are super high level. But people that are sort of snake bitten by Van Ness, now that are, like, there are even folks that are, once again, snake-bitten by the Gary pick because all of a sudden he's a bad pick because he had a bad year, you know, in like year two of his second contract. Gary was a toolsy, not super productive pass rusher. Van Ness, a toolsy, not super productive pass rusher that also hasn't produced in the league. Now you're going to try and sell Packers fans Shamar Stewart, and I get it. I totally get it, but when you get to the level of athleticism that he is displaying, that becomes more top 10, top 15 type stuff, even if you aren't productive. And you saw that with Trayvon Walker, right? Getting infamously, I would say, taken over Aiden Hutchinson. Now, is Shamar Stewart going 1-1? No. But I also don't think he's going 23rd.
No. I don't think so either. He made a name for himself. I mean, a lot of people already knew he was going to test like a freak. It's always interesting to sort of figure out because there was the rumors that he played at 290, and I think he weighed in at the Senior Bowl in the 280s, if I remember correctly, and wasn't he 260s this week to drop some weight to run a little bit faster, jump a little bit higher. So it's going to be interesting to see how teams kind of figure all of that out as well. But still, he's a freak among freaks, and that is always going to play very well when it comes to this sort of stuff and going very early in the NFL draft.
Well, that's a fascinating thing, right? And I think we've seen that in the last couple of drafts. If you really pay attention, so I'm in the group chat for the Green Bay Draft Guide, and actually that company, if you will, produces one for the Indianapolis Colts, and the hosts of it actually do the Kansas City Draft Guide. So it's an interesting group chat to be in because you've got Chiefs fans, and they know kind of what Brett Veach likes, and then you've got this Indianapolis guy, and he knows what Ballard likes, and then we've been so obsessed, and when I say we, I mean like myself, Jacob Morley, Jacob Wessendorf have been so obsessed with what Goody likes to do. So you get all these different philosophies in there, and then there's two or three guys that are just, you know, combine, just junkies, just absolute junkies. And so that's been something they've been kind of tracking, is that these guys, these teams have not seemed to care tremendously much about weight, because the game is getting more spread out. And this is something I would even say I've complained about with Goody, is these edge guys and him wanting them all to be 260 or 270 pounds, and a lot of these smaller pass rushers being successful in the NFL. And you see guys especially dropping weight at the combine. Who knows what they're going to rock back up to and play at. But these guys are dropping weight at the combine and running at 255, running at 260, and they just want to put the time up. And it does not seem to be hurting them. Right? Teams are not penalizing them for dropping the weight and running fast.
And I think it's, again, something that's very interesting, and to see how GMs kind of weigh it out. And like you said, it doesn't seem to really affect it. You know, it just shows the overall athleticism. But you also have this situation where, you know, he's running at 260, he probably plays at 280. You know, it definitely changes sort of the level of athleticism when you've got an additional 20 pounds on. But he's, either way, like, he would have been, I think, still testing as a freak even at 280, maybe not quite to that level, and certainly is one of those Green Bay tier type players if somehow either Green Bay moves up, or if he does fall somehow to 23 to Green Bay. We're talking to Ross Uglum, Packer Report, Packaday Podcast. You can find him on social media at Ross Uglum. He mentioned that Green Bay draft guide as well. Friends, I don't say this to just plug this out something because, yeah, I have a guest on or anything like that. It is a must-have for anyone that is a Packer fan during the draft. It's basically your cheat sheet to, like, who Green Bay is going to draft. They do such a tremendous job with that. And friends of the show, Jacob Morley, Jacob Westendorf, of course, Ross Uglum here, do a tremendous job on it. Make sure to check that out, Green Bay Draft Guide. But Ross, I want to continue kind of with some of the stuff from yesterday that we saw at the Combine. Outside of Shamar Stewart, who are some other Packers-y type players that you kind of saw that maybe caught your eye with some of their testing yesterday?
Yeah, one guy that I kind of always had an eye on, and he's interesting because of, you know, for the last 2 years, I've been sort of pushing for a nose tackle. Like, I was big on T'Vondre Sweat. I had sort of this image of the next defensive lineman that they take needs to be able to be Kenny Clark's long-term replacement and potentially T.J. Slayton's immediate replacement.
Sure.
Because I do kind of like what Goody has done at that other position, whether you want to call it a three tech or a four eye, but I mean, your 295 to 305 pound defensive linemen, your Demonte Wyatt, your Colby Wooden, your Carl Brooks, they're pretty good there. I mean, they even put Kenny Clark there at times and play Slayton at nose. Well, they don't re-sign Slayton, they can't do that. So these twitchier up the field defensive tackles, Walter Nolan being one of them, or you know, you've seen a couple of your kind of three-tech bodies mocked to Green Bay, and maybe they do that, I don't know. But I've always been looking at, like, your Tyleek Williams and your Kenneth Grants, because I think even as a even front, meaning a four-down front, and not needing that true nose, which I think they sort of, you know, drafted Kenny Clark to replace B.J. Raji, and we've really only had kind of those two nose tackles outside of the free agent edition of Kenny Pickett. I mean, since Dom Capers came in and installed the 3-4, which they've now moved away from, it's been like the Pittsburgh Steelers coaching tree. I mean, it's there's not a lot of turnover. It was sort of Kenny Pickett handed it off to B.J. Raji, who handed it off to Kenny Clark, and we're sort of still there. But even now that there is not that true nose straight over the center, I think you still need that bigger guy. And maybe you don't need him in round one, but that's sort of where my brain is when I'm looking at defensive tackles. And this guy is sort of a tweener, but everything else about him screams Green Bay Packer, especially after yesterday. And that is Derek Harmon from Oregon. He's 6'5", 313, and ran an absolutely insane 4.95 40 at 313 pounds. And his 10-yard split was below 1.75. I mean, that is moving. And then you get into all the rest of the things, right? Is Goody trust Sam Seal? Sam Seal really in charge of that West Coast? If they take a guy from the West Coast, you know, he got the Sam Seal of approval, if you will. And
well done.
We've always focused a ton on guys, right? Because Aaron Rodgers, Cal, Davante Adams, Fresno State, Romeo Dobbs, Nevada, Jordan Love, Utah State, Clay Matthews, USC, Nick Perry, USC, Kenny Clark, UCLA. Like, this scouting department will go to war for their West Coast scouts, period. So when a guy like Derek Harmon flashes like that, you pay attention, because if he is one of the guys that they like out there, you know Goody will absolutely pull the trigger on a West Coast guy. I'm not even going to call Oregon in the Big Ten because it's just bothersome. I'm just going to continue to refer to them as, you know, the West Coast.
Yeah, totally fair. It's still a weird thing to get used to. Badgers and Oregon played in college basketball like a week ago, and it was still very, very strange to kind of see it as a Big Ten matchup. But alas, here we are. We're again being joined by Ross Uglum, Packer Report and Packaday Podcast. Does an amazing job on the daily draft about 5 days a week over on the Packaday Podcast. Make sure to check that out. You can again follow him at Ross Uglum. Was there anyone that you maybe were at least keeping an eye on or maybe had on your list as a potential Packer that then you saw the testing yesterday where you're like, well, that's over, they're not going to draft them? Or was it kind of what you expected it to be?
I got a little sad about Jack Sawyer. I did. He's got little arms. And I know, you know, you talk about one of the most famous arm length quotes in the history of the world, Brian Bulaga saying that he's never like reached for something in a cupboard and not been able to grab it. just one of my absolute favorite draft season quotes. But Jack Sawyer, I mean, especially after that play in the national championship game and just kind of the he's not anywhere near the size of Clay Matthews, but his effort level really, I think, is one of the only players I've watched that's Clay level, where it's just maniacal, right? And just psychotic at times. And I just don't think they're going to take him. He won't, right? So perfect example is J.J. Anagbare, he would not have been a guy. I had a third-round grade on him. He would not have been a guy the Packers would have taken in the top 100, I don't think, because he does not fit what they do. But they will start to make exceptions later in the draft on guys that don't fit up with what they like, right? So like Carl Brooks, athletically, not a Packer. Where they took him, they didn't care. The tape was that good. And honestly, some of their biggest hits have been on those types of guys. I guess by definition, your hits are your late round players that work out. But I think you understand what I'm saying. And for Jack Sawyer, I feel like they'd have to take him in like round four to be comfortable with his arm length. And Jack Sawyer ain't lasting until round four. And I'm not saying that I was hell-bent on him, because this is a good edge class. I like a lot of these guys. Maybe not as, you know, because your freaks kind of don't have the production, and your productive guys might not be the biggest freaks. And I think you got a lot of starting edges. Like, I think you got a lot of 6 to 8 to 9 to 10 sack guys, probably not a 15 sack guy where Green Bay will be picking. And that's kind of the deal, right? I mean, pass rushers, as Justice Mosqueda likes to say, pass rushers are quarterbacks. If you're not taking one in the top 10, you're probably not getting a 15 sack guy, especially not early on in his career.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And as we start transitioning over to day two of the NFL Combine, Ross, what are you looking forward to, or maybe more appropriately, who are you looking forward to seeing today as the Combine kicks off on day two today?
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking, right? We're always looking. I don't know how this group lines up as far as like what the Packers need. So we're kind of, I guess, cross-referencing what our parameters are, right? Like, what, because Jacob Morley has done such an unbelievable job in his tier system, right? So that's what we kind of do, as far as we try to work these guys into the tiers, the you know, who's thick enough, especially I believe it's DBs today, corners over 190 pounds. So just them weighing in gives us that information, where you get some of these guys as college football spreads out, becomes a higher speed game. You get some of these guys that play really, really well in these spread defenses at 5'11", 175. And until I see something different, Andy, Goody's just not taking Kobe Bryant from Kansas at 176 pounds. It's just not in him to do it, because especially now that you've moved to this even front defense where the guys on the edge are penetrating and not containing, and you're asking your defensive backs to tackle. I mean, on an outside run, Green Bay is now really asking their defensive backs to tackle. So I don't think this 190-pound cornerback thing is going away. And that's just one example. But when you've researched it to the degree that we have, all of a sudden your list of like 28 corners or however many guys are at the league, if they're not at least like 189 pounds, where you could sort of talk yourself into Goody sort of talking himself into this, your list is now like 11 guys, right? And so you've already chopped your list down to, okay, now we got to watch these guys.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so fun with what you guys do, is really narrowing it down. And again, if you're a Packers fan, that, you know, maybe 400 draft prospects is just a little bit too much. It's like drinking water out of a hose, a fire hose, if you will. They break it down in a way that is going to get you the information that you need for these players, and kind of break it down into like the maybe more like 100, 120 guys that make a little bit more sense for Green Bay that they're probably going to draft. So it really makes it a lot more digestible for the casual fan that wants to dig into the draft a little bit more. Before I let you plug that, just a couple other things really quick. Corner obviously going today. Nate from Milwaukee on the talk and text line, the Nicolay Law fan talk and text line, says, "Good morning, Andy. There's only one cornerback I want. It's JD Barron." He says Tennessee, but it's obviously Texas. He is built from the right stuff, as people would say. Your thoughts on JD Barron, and if he could potentially be a Green Bay Packer, and what you're hoping for today from him?
You did this to me on purpose. That's the love of my life that you're talking about. This is my Cooper DeJean from last year, and my Brian Branch from the year before. But I think he even has more versatility than those two guys. And what I say about that, and I've been kind of, and people have noticed this with my criticism of Keyshawn Nixon, I've been pretty obsessive about the slot corner position in Green Bay since Charles Woodson basically won a defensive NFL MVP playing slot corner. Are you going to go find a defensive NFL MVP nickel? Are you going to go find Charles Woodson? No, you aren't. But the Packers have also like thrown Chandon Sullivan in there and just hoped for the best. And that's bothersome to me. I don't love that. And so Jade is a successful safety, can certainly play the nickel. And that's obviously where I think folks saw both DeJean and Brian Branch working out at the next level. Both are two of the better slot defenders in the NFL. But if you go look at PFF's grading, and you can have whatever opinion you want about that, but Jade Barron just spent this season, I think, as the number three overall graded outside corner in college football, playing in, now obviously Texas is in the SEC. I think he can do it all. I think, and I think the Packers don't need the help at safety. I don't know that I would want Jade Barron as my number one corner, but if you have him as your starting number two, your slot, your free, or your strong safety, I think he can do all those at a very high level. And that sort of, I think, is more in line, frankly, with the realistic expectation, of pick 23. I think he could be a very, very high level number two outside corner. Maybe 1 year he grabs four or five picks and sneaks into a Pro Bowl. But you're never just going to be constantly complaining about him. And if something happens where you're not happy with Nixon, or you sort of punt on the Javon Bullard experiment at nickel, I think he could be as good as DeJean or Branch inside. Like, I think he could just simply be an all-pro or consistent Pro Bowl-level nickel, which they don't even actually recognize. There is no nickel position, but I think he could be one of the better three or four nickels in the league. And I don't know if people understand how key that can be to your defense. They should, because Philly just won a Super Bowl that way.
Yeah, you would think so as well. To me, it is one of the premier might be the wrong word, or maybe a little bit too aggressive, but you need a very good nickel.
Underrated, right? Underrated.
Yeah, very much so. I think to the point where you're going to start seeing teams prioritize it more. And when you can find a good one, it's so hard to find good ones. When you find a good one, man, you hold on to it because they are so hard to find in the NFL. And you just have to go against everything. You have to go against super talented tight ends like Kittle and Kelsey. You've got players pulling at you like Trent Williams in the run game, or Kyle Juszczyk coming at you as a fullback. You got to hold up against the run. You've got to cover shifty running backs like Christian McCaffrey, and then they'll throw every receiver at you. They'll throw Christian Watson at you. They'll throw Tyreek Hill. They'll throw anyway, AJ Brown. Like, you could face any sort of shape, size, wide receiver. You got to be able to do all of that. It's an impossible task, and yet they're throwing, you know, like you said, Chandon Sullivan's at it and be like, good luck, buddy, and it's usually not going very well. So if you can find one, man, heck yeah, it is more than worth its weight in gold in those situations.
I don't mean to go at Chandon. He might be listening to this and be like, what did I do here on a Friday morning?
Innocent bystander. Yes. Poor guy. He's a good player. Actually, I really like Chandon overall for what he gave Green Bay, especially for just a value free agent signing. He was more than serviceable when he was in there. But I digress. Ross, we appreciate all your stuff as always. Where can we find all of your incredible work? And again, tell us about that Green Bay draft guide.
Absolutely. No, buy the guide. I'll give you guys the daily draft special, promo code DAILY for $1 off. I should have another episode coming today, and then when the combine's done, Andy, I won't say you lied to the people, but you didn't give them the whole story. Once the combine's done, the daily draft goes truly daily. We're going 7 days a week.
We are
going 7 days a week. That's all right. But yeah, and then, you know, Packer Report, I do Mock Draft Monday, which is on the daily draft, but we also round up not only national mocks from your main guys like Mel Kiper, Daniel Jeremiah, everybody at the Draft Network, the guys at the 33rd team. We round all that up. We also go fishing, like for the mock drafts by Bill Huber, the mock drafts by Brendan Rupp over at Packers Wire. We look at Lombardi Avenue. We look at Packers-specific mocks, and we link to them because we're here for the content creators. But we try to bring all the Packers draft goodness into one place so you can see it and then link to it and go check it out because – draft season is fun, and it's to me, it's like everyone's Super Bowl. Everyone has hope. No one really wins or loses. It's just about hope, and that's what makes draft season so fun.
You lose when you don't take Cooper DeJean, Ross. That's what happens when you lose immediately when that happens. Everyone's upset immediately. I digress. You're the absolute best. I cannot thank you a ton. Again, go find the Green Bay Draft Guide, and of course, the Daily Draft over on the Pack a Day podcast, YouTube, and audio channels. Ross, we will talk to you soon, and you enjoy the rest of the combine. All right, my friend?
All right. Thanks, Andy.
That is Ross Uglum. Follow him on social media at Ross Uglum. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line. It's the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, empowered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.